If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass. You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode 145. Today, I am talking all about the lessons I've learned leading my first mastermind. And oh my goodness, if you have no idea what a mastermind is, you are in for a treat. This year, I set out to lead 25 different women from all over the country and the world and walk them through as their business mentor and to really just inspire ideas and to create a community that is really encouraging one another to achieve their biggest goals. Before we dive into today's show, I want to share the review of the week that comes from Marielle O. She says, "What's not to love? Jenna is sweet and to the point in her message. I love to listen when I need business and divine inspiration. Her tips are helpful and free. I love to follow her adventures and struggles because that is what we all go through. Ups, downs, everything in between while running a business." Thank you so much, Marielle. You guys, these iTunes reviews, I mean, I know we asked for them, but let me tell you, they mean so much to me. They mean so much to me. So if you have a minute today, if you've been enjoying the show, if it's touched your life in any way, would you just hit pause and leave a review? It's really simple. And if you're not quite sure how to do it, head to my Instagram and in my stories, I walk you through just how to do it. It is the easiest way you can say thank you to me and my team for putting this content together. Now, what do you say? Are you guys ready to hear all about my mastermind and the big lessons I learned? Let's do this.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
So back in January, I hosted my first ever mastermind retreat. Now, if you have no idea what a mastermind is, I encourage you to listen to episodes 71 and 64. I walk you through what they are, why I think they're important, and how being in one absolutely transformed my life. So what better way to kick off 2018 than to start it with a bang as I hosted my first ever retreat? And if you followed me for a while, you know I'm not a huge fan of events. They are so much work. I always joke that if I host an event, I want it to be yoga pants and puppies and mac and cheese. And so the fact that I kicked off this year hosting a retreat with 25 women, man, you can see the change in who I am. Now, these women flew in from all over the country and Canada, and we gathered together in Waco, Texas, where we spent 3 days diving into their lives, digging into their businesses, and helping them establish the dreams and set the goals that they want to achieve over the next year. Now, I chose Waco. It's a favorite place of mine. I've been there many times. And of course, Joanna Gaines lives there. And it was just the perfect place to kick off the year. My mom actually joined my team a few months back when I had the idea to do a mastermind to help coordinate the logistics of hosting a 3-day event. And she found this incredible retreat center. It's called Gathering Oaks. And everyone was able to just stay on site and be together and really foster relationships that are are so important when it comes to a mastermind. So to kind of give you a breakdown, you can go to jennakutcher.com/mastermind if you want to read more about what this is, get information, and even get on the wait list. We are full for the year, but I plan on doing one next year, and it's just been the most life-giving thing I have ever done in my entire career. So basically how it goes is throughout the year, we meet up in person 3 times at different locations where we all come together and we troubleshoot things in our business. We learn new techniques. I teach strategies that I'm implementing, and we just come together as a community, as a whole. And so hosting a mastermind, it's a lot of work, but what I think is so incredible is that I have the opportunity to pour into these 25 women throughout the entire year. I get to be their accountability partner. I get to be their cheerleader, and I get to be their teacher. And if you know anything about me, I'm all strategy. I love strategy. And so getting to troubleshoot other people's strategies alongside of them, teach them how to launch, teach them how to grow their list, teach them how to outsource and build their team, man, that lights me up. I hope you can just feel the smile on my face when I talk about this. And I talked about why I don't offer one-on-one coaching in an episode on this show. And so today I want to break down the 5 big lessons I learned from leading a mastermind and share a little bit about that experience. Now, I get asked all the time to do one-on-one coaching, and my biggest driver in life is to make an impact. And what I found is when I was doing one-on-one coaching and consulting, I was telling people the same things over and over and over again. And it wasn't really fun for me. And I knew that there had to be a better way to do it. And so what's amazing about the mastermind is that we're bringing in all of these different entrepreneurs from different areas. They all have different careers. They're working in different niches. And so we're bringing them all together, and we can learn from each other. It's pretty incredible. So the first big lesson I learned while leading the mastermind is the power of community. Now, the best part of it is the power of coming together with other people who get it. And basically what I found is that so often we're working with our heads down, we're in total isolation. Even our families don't really understand what it is that we do to make a living. And so when you can come together and be among others who are striving to improve, who are reaching for more and driven to make it happen, it's contagious. A mastermind facilitates conversations that go deep and fosters relationships that go beyond the small talk. That paired with accountability create this energy that is palpable, and it's so hard to describe. So for me, when I joined a mastermind, it was so important for me to be around people that were really pursuing not just more income, but more impact. And so I wanted to throw myself into a room where I literally felt like the dumbest person, because that's when you learn, that's when you're stretched. But what I wasn't expecting when I joined a mastermind was that I was going to be around these people who were doing really big things. And when you are around people that are doing big things, you start to believe that you can do big things too. It totally changes the narrative in your head, changes those conversations, those inner mean girl dialogues that are happening. And you start to see, like, if these people are doing this, why can't I? And so the power of community goes beyond just, let me tell you what I'm doing or share my secrets, but it becomes this almost sisterhood where it says, like, I will lift you up and you're lifting me up and we're all going to be better together. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right. You get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making 6 and 7 figures figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. And one of the things that I want to share that I think is really personal, but I think it's really important, is that I worried about starting a mastermind because sometimes our human hearts tell us that it's not possible to cheer other people on, that we start to believe that her success is my failure. One of my friends, Tosh, said that. And what I think is so important about that quote and that line is that when we talk about community, our human hearts, I don't think are wired for that. I think that we are wired to be competitive. We are wired to desire more. And so I was worried as a leader, like, am I genuinely going to want every single person to be better? And oh my goodness, was I ever blown away at our first retreat when I left feeling so, so excited about each and every single woman that was there, that was in attendance, that was learning. So the power of community is number one. Number two is that we are all struggling. Now, when you show up into a space and you can admit that you don't have it all together and acknowledge that you are gifted and it's awesome, but hey, I don't have it all figured out. That is the secret sauce. One irreplaceable part of a mastermind is that those that join are brave enough to admit that they need help figuring things out and putting the pieces of the confusing entrepreneurial puzzle together. Now, it was a lot of girls, right? Like, we have a lot of estrogen, it's true. And many tears were shed and many revelations were discovered and many stories were told. But at the heart of it was this group of women who weren't afraid to be vulnerable, who weren't afraid to admit that at times they flail, and who were ready to ask for help. And far too often we show up to spaces with our guards up and we believe that people expect perfect from us. But showing up in the struggle is one of the most courageous ways to ensure that you are going to grow and learn. Now, what I loved about this mastermind is that these women showed up and they knew they were gifted and they knew they were talented, but they also knew that they needed help. And it's impossible to teach somebody who's showing with their guards up, who acts like they have it all together. And so what was so incredible was not that we needed to break the walls down, but people showed up ready to learn. And what I think is so incredible about a mastermind versus one-on-one coaching is that we have people with all different gifts. I am not the expert at everything, by no means. And so I wanted to choose people who were excellent at what they're doing. We have people like Beth Kirby of Loco Milk. We have Kat Harris of The Refined Woman. We have Emma Natter. We have all these people that have been on this show because they are gifted at something incredible and they're willing to share that. They don't covet those secrets because I don't really think there are secrets, but they show up and they say, I'm struggling with this, but here's where I can help you. And I think that there is nothing more beautiful about being able to help people while we're still figuring things out. It's not the blind leading the blind. It's letting people take their chance at leading others and then jumping back into line to learn from the next leader. And so the second revelation was this. It's so simple. We're all struggling with something. And if we're struggling alone, and if we're struggling in shame, and if we're believing that we're underqualified or unqualified to do these big things, then that's exactly what's going to happen. But if we can show up, if we can let our guards down, if we can say, I'm good at this, but I suck at this, and can you help me with this? Man, that is where true growth is going to happen. Now, this one, number three, is my favorite. I believe, and what I learned and saw so clearly at my mastermind, is that it is hard to see our genius. When something comes easily to us, it is tempting to explain it away or make it seem not as difficult or not important. But the truth is that a lot of the things that come easily to us, a lot of things that we're passionate about, a lot of the things that we spend day and night thinking about, those things, they don't come easily to others. And so I specifically handpicked and chose the group of women because of what their goals were, where they were at, and their mission for greater impact in the world. Now, I noticed the women sharing about these things they excelled at, and the light bulbs were going off for others in the group. And what my big takeaway was is that it is far easier to recognize someone else's gifts than to look within and spot the things that set us apart. We have all got something to share. Don't minimize these things just because they come easily to you. It was so incredibly beautiful watching people speak truth into one another's lives and to help each other understand what their genius gifts were and how they can benefit and impact and serve the world in bigger ways. Now, I realized this very early on, that we fail to see what our secret sauce is, that we don't really understand what it is that sets us apart or how to establish what that is and how that plays a role in what success looks like for us. And I created a secret sauce quiz. You can take it. It takes like 2 minutes to do it. And what is so cool about it is that it pumps out these results that are so freakishly accurate, but it also gives you resources to help you leverage what your secret sauce is. So if you want to take this quiz, just go to secretsaucequiz.com. Again, it takes 2 minutes, but what is incredible, and we've had over 15, maybe even 20,000 people take this quiz, is that it helps you to own that. It helps you to own your awesome. A lot of times we look at other people and we say, well, I'm not like her, so I can't have her success. I'm not outgoing. I'm not brilliant. I'm not beautiful. I'm not strategic. Whatever those lies or those stories or those narratives that are happening in your head. And what I love so much about the Secret Sauce Quiz is that it helps you to understand what your gifts are and then how to use them to impact the world. Now, when I realized, like, man, we are struggling to see our own genius, what I did is I sat the group down. I broke us up into smaller groups. I think there was 5 groups going on at once. And I had somebody on my team in each of those groups. And each woman went around and she said, here's what I do. Here's what I'm passionate about. And then everyone else in that group was able to ask questions of things they would want to know. So for example, we have M Sexton, and she runs the Flourish Market. Now, the Flourish Market is this incredible shop that she curates, and it's all fair trade stuff. I mean, it's the most beautiful things, from jewelry to clothing. And so M was talking about the things she was passionate about. And then in our circle, we went around and we were asking her questions like, why does buying sustainable clothing matter? How is fast fashion impacting the world? How do I pair together accessories to take a look from day to night? How do I know what pieces are going to be the most versatile in my closet? We were asking all these questions, and like, these are things that M could talk about all day. I mean, this girl could talk about all these things because she's passionate about them, but she is so close to her genius that it was hard for her to even understand why people would ask her these things. And so maybe you're sitting here today and you're saying, well, I don't have an area of genius. Jenna, you don't know me. I'm not that interesting. But there is something that you are excited about, something you find yourself sharing with others, something you see yourself that really comes easy to you and that maybe doesn't come easy to others. And that is your area of genius. And that's where you need to spend most of your time, is helping other people and teaching that. Number four is that we forget how to dream. Let's be honest, we are so busy working with our heads down most days, and we're praying we can get through that inbox and eat dinner before 8 p.m. And a lot of times we get so caught up in the monotony, the minutiae of everyday life, that we simply forget how we can dream bigger or what it's going to look like to get out of the grind and the hustle and to pursue something more for us. Now, achievers usually are list makers, and sometimes we have to put ourselves in the tasks that we need to be in just to feel like we're doing something. But when we have no margin in our lives, we don't have space to dream bigger and to really ask ourselves, what is it that I want with this life? Now, one of the biggest things that I want to instill within my mastermind women and with you today, my listener, is how to create margin and space so that you have room to dream and grow. Now, on the first day of the mastermind retreat, I made everyone sit down and close their eyes, and I led them through this meditation. And it was a visualization exercise that I got from my friend Erin Treloar of Raw Beauty Talks. She was on the show. She's incredible. And Erin had led me through this exercise. And a lot of times I'm like, man, I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time to close my eyes for 10 minutes. I got to keep them open and keep going. And what Erin did for me is she led me through this exercise where I closed my eyes and I started to settle into my breath, and I started to visualize what my perfect day looked like. Now, it's kind of funny because when I visualized this, I was wearing real clothes, not PJs, and I was in a different house than I was in when I was visualizing it. This helped inspire our move to Minnesota. I visualized a sweet little baby girl and Drew sitting at the table with pancakes. And I visualized this office that I felt inspired in and excited for. And I visualized you guys listening to this show and how I can pour into your life. And what I realized during that exercise is that these are little things that I can take steps towards today. I don't have to wait to have a baby to wear real clothes. I don't have to wait to have the perfect house to sit down at the table and have pancakes with Drew. I don't have to wait to create an office that I'm inspired by. What kind of steps can I start taking today? And so when I led the women through this exercise, I wanted them to remember how to dream, remember how to visualize something more for their lives. And as I led them through this, I couldn't help but notice a lot of them had tears going down their cheeks. A lot of us are so out of alignment from the life that we want, and we don't even realize it because we are so stinking busy.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now,
what was really interesting about starting the mastermind and what I was fearful of is rest is so important to me. And I knew that if these 25 women were investing in me, I had to be available to them. But I also wanted to show them that you can run a $1 million business and take time away, that you want to build something bigger than yourself. You want to build something that keeps running when you take a step away. And so what was so great about the mastermind is I got to teach and instill and connect. And then I got to say, hey guys, I'm going to take a month off. Okay. I'm going to show you that this can be done. I'm going to honor my word in this. I'm going to be available to you. It's just going to look a little different. And I think it's really important that you see somebody actually doing this and sticking to it than to have me be constantly available to you. Because what you know is within you. And listener, what you know is already in you. You're already capable of it. So don't forget how to dream, okay? Take some time today. Close your eyes. Really breathe into it. Step into the woman or the man that you wish you were today. What does that perfect day look like? Create that margin in space to allow yourself to think bigger. Because chances are right now you're spinning your wheels so dang fast you can't even keep up with what you've built. Now, number five, this is one of my favorites. It is important to step out of your industry. Now, last year when I joined my first mastermind, it was important for me to step outside of the photography world and to learn how other people were running their businesses. Now, sure, it's really tempting to want to jump into a group with all your best buddies, but for me, I wanted to see what was working in other industries and to figure out how that could apply to what I'm doing. I remember jumping on the call with my mentor, Lewis House, and he was telling me about all these fitness people that were in his mastermind. And I'm like, well, gosh darn it, I hope they can handle a size 10 girl who really likes carbs. But what excited me about that is that they were doing things that were providing results. And I'm smart enough and creative enough to figure out how to do what they're doing in a way that is true to me. And that sets me apart from the other people in my industry. I got to cheers you guys with some coffee because this is important. Cheers. So what I think is important is that you want to step outside of your industry. You want to step outside of that peer group. And I want for you to start looking outside of your industry. Start looking at the brands that are killing it, at the things that make you open emails, at the pins that you're pinning. Start looking at all of that and figure out what is it about that is making you take action. And how can you in turn apply that to what you're building? I truly believe this also helps with the comparison game and creates this culture of being more open and giving because you're not fearful of giving away your secrets to someone doing something completely different than you. Now, what was so important to me, I mean, we had, I think, almost 100 applicants for the mastermind. So I had to pare it down to 25. I chose a very specific group of diverse women so that they could sincerely grow from one another and teach each other. And what I was so proud of is just a way that these women stepped into this role of being a student, but also being a teacher. These are women that are speaking on stages, that are teaching on webinars, that are leading challenges, that are seen online every single day, and they were investing to be a student again. And I think that a lot of times we hit different peaks in our careers where we feel like, I've got it. I know what I'm doing. And so what is so great and life-giving is to give these women a chance to be the student again, a chance to not be the expert and to show up. And so what I think is really important in terms of a lesson is that a lot of times we are so inundated by what our peers are doing. We're following them on social media. We're watching their blogs. We're seeing what they're offering next. It can really start to impact the way that we're creating. A lot of times we create content just to impress our peers and not to actually reach our ideal clients. And so when I started choosing this group of women, there were a lot of parallels, but there wasn't a lot of direct competition. In fact, I think there's like five of us within the mastermind that all have Instagram courses. And I love that because we all have different styles. I don't feel threatened by that. I feel excited by that. I want to show them what's working for me and have them feel encouraged to put their spin on it. because I cannot be the teacher for everyone, and neither can they. And so you really have to choose women that understand that, that show up with that heart and with that intention and with that abundance mindset, so that we all feel free to create the things we're called to create without wondering, well, she's already doing it, so why would I? I think that what is so cool is that when you step into a role with other people from other industries, you're encouraged, you're able to see things that they're doing, and you're able to apply them in a really, really cool way, because you're not like everyone else in your industry, okay? Number six, this is a bonus one because I think it's hilarious. We are all way cooler in real life than we appear to be online. I'm serious, guys. I know that people think that they're putting their best foot forward on social media, but we're way cooler than what we put in those squares. I promise you. Now, I thought that I knew the ladies in my mastermind before meeting them in real life. I had phone calls. I was stalking them online. I was watching their email lists. And some of them have hundreds of thousands of followers and the most impressive feeds. And I spent months doing my research on who they are. I had surveys with really detailed information collected all about them and their business. I asked them what their goals and their dreams were. I did calls with them to learn what it was that they needed out of the mastermind. But I was still blown away with how different it was to actually get to know them in real life. And you want to know what I found? They were so much cooler and funnier and smart and kind, and the list goes on and on, than what they were presenting online. And I know everyone loves to look perfect, but let me tell you, little squares cannot show humor and heart and hustle the way that hugging it out in real life can. And so the lesson here is to not be afraid to get real and to show up for your audience and to let them get to know you. Because I think a lot of times it's safe to hide behind a curated online presence, but it might not be helping you grow your business in the way that just being yourself can. People need to fall in love with you first and your offer second. And what I loved was hearing the women encourage each other in the quirks, in the little things, in the humor, in the heart, and really challenging them to show that. And now that we know each other in real life, we can call each other's bluffs and be like, no, 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 you're better than that, sister. And so it was just really fun to see how incredible these women are in real life and to be able to put real hearts, real beating hearts behind these feeds that we love to follow. So there you have it, guys. My mastermind is legitimately my favorite project that I've ever taken on. I never dreamt that I would do something like that. I don't think I would have ever made the leap if I hadn't joined a mastermind first to understand the power, to understand how it works. But I have been so inspired by each and every single woman that are in this group. And I'm so excited to just watch them take action and to dream bolder dreams and to encourage each other. And it's been so fun because we're just a few months. Ooh, I just hit my coffee. Don't worry, I didn't spill it. It's been so fun because we're just a few months into this year and so much has already transpired. And what I learned about being in a mastermind is it's not this tangible thing. You can't say, well, I earned back my investment because of this, but you're getting so much ideas and so much inspiration and so much community that all of these things are impacting you every single day, whether or not you acknowledge it. And so I'm just thrilled to be leading this group. If you are curious about my mastermind or want to know more, just head to jennakutcher.com/mastermind. You can get all the information there. Click to apply and be on the wait list so that you can get information about next year's program. It's a year-long commitment. It's an incredible way to really, really 10x your business and your impact. But more than that, it's just such a great way to get out there, to create accountability, and to come together as a community. So there you guys have it. The five main things I learned leading my first mastermind, and goodness gracious, I cannot wait to see what the rest of this year holds for this incredible group of dreamers, shakers, and empire makers. I cannot wait to chat with you guys again. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And if you love the show, why don't you screenshot it and post it and tag me so that I can see that you're tuning in, because nothing makes me more excited than connecting with you, my listeners. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And let's be honest, it's time for you to dream just a little bit bigger.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.